Nolte, Americans much more satisfied with economy, race relations under Trump. By John Nolte on January 27, 2020. Americans are much more satisfied with the state of the economy and race relations under President Trump than they were under President Obama. So says Gallup. With the president's re-election reckoning just 10 months away, barring some unforeseen turn of events, Trump will have an easy time asking Americans the classic re-election question, "Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?" And if former Vice President Joe Biden is the 2020 Democrat nominee, that question will help to clarify an even starker choice. After all, it is the failed Obama-Biden administration Trump has improved upon. Every year Gallup does a survey of the American people's overall satisfaction with the country, and on a number of specific issues. This year, Gallup polled 1,014 adults between January 2 to 15 and found that overall satisfaction with the country is at its highest level since 2005. And on a number of key issues, Americans are much more satisfied today than when Obama left office, in many cases, by double digits. On the issue of overall satisfaction, 41% say they are satisfied, while 58% are dissatisfied. This is the first time since 2005 that number has crept over 40%. Here's the breakdown on some key specific issues. Comparing Obama's final month in office, January of 2017, to today, after 3 years of Trump's presidency. Satisfaction with the economy soared by a whopping 22 points, from 46% to 68%. Despite 4 years of the establishment media spreading lies about Trump being a racist, satisfaction with race relations jumped 14 points, from 22% to 36%. What's more, on the position of blacks and other racial minorities, satisfaction rose 9 points, from 37 to 46%. Security from terrorism leapt 18 points, from 50 to 68%. Our military strength and preparedness climbed 15 points, from 66 to 81%. Crime control increased 9 points, from 38 to 47%, the way income is distributed was boosted by 8 points, from 35 to 43%. On most every other question of satisfaction, some 20 or so, everything pretty much stayed the same, a slight decrease or increase. The only notable decreases were on the confusing questions of the quality of the environment, a 6-point drop from 52 to 46%, the level of immigration, a drop from 41 to 35%, which might mean people agree with Trump that there's too much immigration, or disagree, and the country's abortion policies, where satisfaction dropped 7 points, from 39 to 32%. Again, though, we don't know if that means people think abortion policy is too restrictive or liberal. Obviously, this is all very good news, not only for the president, but the country. As I wrote last week, there is no question there's a growing optimism in the country, an increase in overall satisfaction, a growing belief we are on the right track. Like I said, I've been following these numbers for going on a decade now. And on the right track slash wrong track question, this country has been upside down by 20, 30, and even 40-point margins going back to 2006, the last 2 years of the George W. Bush administration, and except for a few momentary blips, straight through the Obama administration. Peace and prosperity. Remember those words, peace and prosperity. Thanks to 9/11 and the terrible wars that followed. Thanks to Obama's failed economic policies in the wake of the Great Recession. This country has not enjoyed an era of peace and prosperity in nearly 20 years. Well, this is what peace and prosperity looks and feels like. Job creation, low inflation, no stupid combat overseas operations, low energy prices, stable energy prices, and for the first time in over a decade, real wage increases for working people. With their endless racial, Russia, and Ukraine hoaxes, the fake news media are doing everything in their waning power to make us forget that. But the polls show people are waking up, are looking past these left-wing liars to appreciate the actual job the president has done both at home and abroad. If Trump can just get out of the way of himself, make his case, pour on the charm, stop the unforced go back to your own country errors, and tweet less, by every standard measure he should be re-elected quite easily. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.